Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And it's because there's tons of people here. It's a huge space, and it's just going to get more and more crowded as the week goes on.
Even the Fox News booth is so poorly built that it is a death box with wires hanging out. All right, everybody, this is brutal. Like, actually, get ready to feel secondhand embarrassment from the level of cope that is coming out of these Fox News hosts who day by day have to show up at Donald Trump's shitty national fair and day by day have to lie about the crowd size and try to hide the fact that there is nobody behind them. The field is green behind these Fox News hosts, and day by day, they're sitting there trying to say that just beyond our line of sight, just beyond the camera's sight, there is a massive crowd that none of us can see. At this point, it is a humiliation ritual, and it kind of reminds me of the Iran war in a way, because we are on day 120 of the Iran war that was supposed to last 4 to 6 weeks, and these same exact Fox News hosts will lie to the faces of tens of millions of Americans and separate people into an alternate reality by saying, actually, there is a crowd here. Actually, the Epstein files aren't being covered up. I mean, I'm sure many people watching this episode now know somebody in their personal life or somebody at work who is inundated with Fox News BS. And that's what we're trying to diffuse on the Adam Mockler feed. We are trying to push back against the relentless lies with the truth. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let me just show you what Fox News is hiding. In this clip, he implies that just out of our line of sight, there is a huge crowd.
And sometimes the pictures really don't tell the full story, because if you look behind us, you see, okay, there are a couple hundred people back there, but the truth is when you make your way over here and you're in a wash of people, I don't know.
Okay, fine. Sometimes pictures don't tell the full story, so let's watch some more videos of what's going on today. Right now, Dr. Oz is on stage with Dean Cain, who used to play Superman, now he's just some MAGA guy, and they're talking about how great the crowd is. So TMZ pans the camera to reveal the opposite.
And it's because there's tons of people here. It's a huge space, and it's just going to get more and more crowded as the week goes on.
Not only do we have a lot of people here, we have people that you want to have here, like Stacey Garrity. That woman's going to be next governor of Pennsylvania.
There we go.
Yep, look at her. Governor. Beautiful red hair.
And it's Dude, there's more enthusiasm at my doctor's office when I go for a checkup.
Because there's tons of people here. It's a huge space, and it's just going to get more and more crowded as the week goes on.
Not only do we have a lot of people here, we have people that you want to have here, like Stacey Garrity. That woman's going to be next governor of Pennsylvania.
Is this some, like, humiliation ritual sex kink? I mean, they already caught some MAGA guy masturbating on day one of the fair. So is this just an extension of some weird kink that MAGA has to repeatedly humiliate themselves? Let me show you this clip that I also found to be quite comical of a Fox News host standing outside saying that now that the bell has closed, like he means the market has closed, it closes at 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. He says, now some more people might be showing up. This is what we call, in my generation, nuclear level cope. He's coping with the fact that there is nobody there, but at a nuclear degree.
Lucas, I have not to help me out. I want to be a part of this.
Well, it's a great day for Larry. Good afternoon. Perhaps now the closing bell is here. We're going to get more people coming out here now that work is done. You mentioned the latest with Iran. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are on a flight to Qatar right now to meet after a lot of back and forth between U.S. and Iranian forces over the Strait of Hormuz and keeping that open. But here on the National Mall, not a lot of talk about Iran, as you can imagine. Although, Larry, just in a few minutes behind me, where the rodeo is going to start again. Some people say riding a bull is a lot like dealing with Iran. You got to hang.
Some people say there are going to be tens of people at this rodeo. If this rodeo doesn't happen, there are going to be tens of people disappointed by it. But listen to the cope here.
Good afternoon. Perhaps now the closing bell is here. We're going to get more people coming out here now that...
Oh, that's what it was. People were just trading all day. People were just in the stock market. They were trading. They were doing all this. Now they're going to show up. I want to show you for 1 second what the Fox media booth looks like at the fair. If you've been watching my channel for the past few days, then you know for a fact that I've been playing these clips over and over of the Fox News studio with nobody behind them. It is incredibly humiliating how they have to sit up there and pretend like there is a big crowd when there is nobody behind them. But what I also found interesting was this video of the actual Fox News booth, like the behind the scenes of it. Not only is it poorly created, not only is it falling apart, not only is it underbuilt, but there's also wires exposed throughout it. Wires hanging off. I'm not somebody who builds houses. I'm not like an electrician or anything, but I'm pretty sure the fundamental rule is you don't want exposed wires, especially in rainy conditions. Take a look at this. Amanda Moore said, "I thought you guys might enjoy seeing what the back end of the Fox Media booth looks like. This view is from the street, not visible from the fair." And we get to see, as the video goes on, how part of it is beginning to fall apart. How the Fox News booth has exposed wires, it's bent. I mean, you can see the wires hanging out there and there. You see, that's not supposed to happen. Amanda Moore continues to show the bent railing, how everything is like bent and shaking. It's like there's too much weight being placed on it. I'm pretty sure that's incredibly, incredibly dangerous. Right next to the Fox News booth, there is this, which is a poorly built column, if you can even call it that. It's a column that's floating midair. It's not even touching the ground. Dog, who built this? Who is the person building these absolutely awful columns? And look it, the rain is destroying all of it. Most of it is 2D, like a Looney Tunes cartoon. All right, let's return back to Fox News for 1 second and check out the humiliation ritual that is going on there, because this would even make Kim Jong-un blush. Even North Korean propagandists wouldn't want to run defense for this failing fair with an empty crowd behind Fox News hosts who can barely hide their disdain for the average fair goer. In this clip right here, Fox News host Peter Doocy on the right tries to awkwardly pull out some food that he got from the fair, but when he pulls out the food he got from the fair, it's not normal fair food, like, I don't know, fried anything or funnel cakes or any of this. There's so much rich culture across the United States, the Minnesota State Fair, the Iowa State Fair. Even in my hometown in Indiana, we had fairs yearly and there was a lot of rich culture, but this is just bland.
And so cheers to Senators McCormick and Fetterman. That's right. They are friends of the Sunday Briefing. Before we let you go, I asked our team to go and collect some of what the food is that's available. We've got a hot dog.
I guess American hot dog.
That could be from any state.
Yes.
And then a pizza.
We've got a pizza. Who doesn't love cheese pizza here on the National Mall? That's right.
If Dave Portnoy, who comes on the show sometimes, was here, we would have him take one bite.
Yes.
Secretary Rollins, thank you very much for being
here. Okay, I can't tell what's more humiliating, the fact that he has to pretend to be excited about this bland food that doesn't even fit the fair theme, or the fact that the actual prices of this are so high that the average American would get nuked by them. Lucky bun with fries, just a burger, is $22. OG bun, $21. Thick cut fries, $8. The lemonades were $10. There's coffee and iced tea for $8. There's spring rolls for $10. Nobody can afford this in this economy, and even Fox News hosts were complaining that this isn't Maha. Watch this.
I do gotta say though, Maha Monday, I'm a little bit skeptical of whether it's actually Maha. This is some of the food that's being offered at the fair, okay? Not to be a Debbie Downer. Corn dogs, jumbo chicken on a stick, loaded mac and cheese, Chicago and New York style pizza, and cheesy fries with hatch queso. That is all up my alley. I don't know if it's technically Maha Monday, but the state exhibits are more than worth the trip in and of itself. Some of the highlights that I got to see that I wrote down because I...
Okay, we're not going to listen to the actual Fox News propaganda, but I just want to point something out. I like how the largest crowd that Fox News could select from is still incredibly thin. This is a scarce crowd. Fox News had its choice of any single segment of this entire fair, and this was the best that they could get. You know Fox News would dishonestly rerun footage of the most packed section if they could. There's a chance that this is just the most packed section. In this clip, Adam Klotz, live from the Great American State Fair, says the Chiron, he has an empty field behind him. Did the effing rapture happen overnight? Did the same vandals who messed up the pool also steal everyone from the fair?
So yes, it's typically hot in the summer, but it's not this hot in the summer. That's it from here for me. But a guy who knows all about places that are hot, Lawrence, LJ, you're over in Texas, I think, where yeah, it's always
I was,
hot out
I was
there.
Born in heat, and that's Texas.
Yeah, you
all
were.
All right, Adam, thank you so much. All right, so we're right in front of the Texas tent. This is where everything big happens. All right, if you look over there, there's a rodeo. You're going to get cattle.
Bro, there is nobody at this entire fair. Like, the only people here are journalists, Fox News hosts, and Trump administration members who were forced to go. This is incredibly humiliating for all of them. You turn on Fox News and they're defending a failing fair, defending a failing war. They're defending Ken Paxton from Texas. Speaking of Texas in this clip, Ken Paxton, who's running against James Tallarico for Senate, just got caught with another woman while on the campaign trail. He's supposed to be campaigning, and notice him getting caught in this clip, looking at the camera and trying to hide himself. He just got divorced from his wife on biblical grounds because he was cheating. Man, these Republicans and their mistresses, it's insane. And then they have the goal to go on and judge James Tallarico. Listen, I don't care what people do in their personal life, but if you are an elected official, you should be held to a higher standard. And Republicans shouldn't just close their eyes whenever their candidates have all these problems and only focus on our candidates. So the food prices are high, the fair sucks, but let's see what Fox News tries to spin the lumberjack demonstration into. They're literally trying to find anything to just list off propaganda about.
Right. We should point out there's a lumberjack demonstration going on in the center of the state fair. That chainsaw is unlike any chainsaw that I have ever owned in my life. It sounds like it's got a 500cc motocross engine on it.
What is this North Korea-ass propaganda? This chainsaw is unlike anything I've seen in my entire life.
Owned in my life. It sounds like it's got a 500cc motocross engine on it. That thing is super.
I bet you Sean Duffy knows a little bit about that, right?
Sure, he probably does. Yeah, we're showing it on screen right now. So there you can see it. Sean Duffy's going to be joining us tomorrow. Apparently, so you can talk more about that.
You guys see what I mean, right? Like, this is an absolute humiliation ritual on behalf of Fox News as they are forced to be put in a dangerous death box with cords hanging out of the Fox News thing. Even the Fox News booth is so poorly built that it is a death box with wires hanging out. And then whenever they have something interesting to film, the field behind them is entirely empty. I'm going to mute this so I don't get copyrighted by Fox News or for some music, but they have wide sweeping shots of an empty fair at opening time. Trump said this would be the most grand national fair to ever happen. I mean, in America's 200th birthday, I was looking up photos and videos. It seemed to be quite the celebration. This is likely, allegedly, in my opinion, some sort of money laundering scheme. I made a video about it earlier today. You should go check it out. I talk about how this fair cost $103 million, and all of the money was given to Donald Trump's close friends and contractors. With that, I'll leave you all. I'm going to be posting more videos, doing more CNN hits. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.